Phoenix FM, playing a couple in a row. We had Steely Dan and Ricky Don't Lose That Number, and then Connor Maynard and Talking About. Now, I'm joined in the studio. I've got great pleasure of being joined in the studio by Stuart, who is involved in an event that's coming up next weekend. Now, we were just saying off air, we've been talking a lot about the Brentwood Festival coming up. There's a lot happening here generally this weekend, this coming weekend anyway. But as well, there's a bit of a football match going on, Stuart.
Yep, certainly is. Yeah, it's the second year we've run a charity football match, and it's my company, Athona. We're playing a company called Microdeck. We're both based up at Worley Hill Business Park, and yeah, this is the rematch to raise money for the guide dogs.
And it's the second year in a row. This is becoming a regular feature, and you've, in many ways, you couldn't have timed it better, because there are going to be people coming and going from the festival, perhaps even just feel like a little bit of a breather from the music that's going on there, and they can pop over and watch a football match.
Yeah, perfect. I think it's fallen really well. Perfect chance for people to come, you know, support the charity.
Yeah.
Watch what will be a good game of football. You know, we triumphed last year 5-1, so I'm sure the guys at Microdeck are going to be doing their best to you know, have revenge for last year. But yeah, it certainly is a great day. Everyone's been putting a lot of effort in, the guys at the company, to make sure that it's as good as it was last year, if not better.
Is it going to be much the same team as last year? You haven't got any ringers in there.
No. We've got on the actual day, you've got a barbecue there. There's a bar. Tickets are £5 on the gate. And we've got a couple of celebrity guests coming down. One to be confirmed, but Kenny Brown is coming down, who used to play for West Ham.
Yep.
Between 1991 to 96. But like I say, it's to raise money for guide dogs. I'm not sure you're aware, but you know, it's about £50,000 over the course,
yeah,
of a dog's life to fund, you know, a guide, yeah, dog. So last year we raised about £2,000. I think we can beat that this year, and it all goes to a brilliant cause. So it'd be great to get some support.
Okay, well, look, what we'll do, we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more about what's going on and the plans for the event. But this must have taken some planning.
You're
involved in the full organisation of this, are you, almost from beginning to end?
Yeah, I won't take any credit for it. No, I'll give that credit to James and Marcus at Athona.
Yeah.
The guys, they work ever so hard, you know, just to put the event together. It's brilliantly prepared. They do a terrific job. To make, it's actually, a lot goes into these things, I'm, yeah, sure you know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I won't take the credit for that. Oh, definitely James and Marcus that do a lot of the planning, and also the guys over at Microdeck.
Yeah.
You know, it's sort of quite a big planning exercise. Yeah.
So it's a joint thing between the two of you, but you're rivals in business, are you?
Not rivals in business. No, we're in a sort of similar sphere.
Yeah.
In terms of that, we're a recruitment company. They produce recruitment software, but the link comes from James, who's one of the guys who works for Athona. He knows, I think it's the managing director's son,
right,
over at Microdeck. So that's how it came to life and came about. Yeah.
Great stuff. All right, well, look, we will come back and we'll talk a bit more about that. I must also say, as a bit of a prelude to something that's coming up, we're joined in the studio by your nephew as well.
That's right, yep.
And we'll say a quick hello to Rowan.
Hi there.
Hello. You are, and we've been mentioning beforehand anyway, you're a bit of a mean racing driver, it's been said.
Yeah, I've raced competitively for a few years now, and it's all fun and games, really.
Good.
It's great fun.
Good. Well, look, we'll be chatting to you as well shortly. And, no, look, great to have you both in the studio, and we will recap. If you are picking up on the conversations halfway through and you're thinking, what's that? What's going on? Everything will be on the Phoenix FM website as well, so I'll make sure all the interviews are up there as well. Not just the Brentwood Festival. Stuart's in the studio and he's telling us about the big match that's going on at Brentwood Town. It's the football match between Athona Recruitment and Microdeck. And yeah, there's a few people we've got to thank as well that have helped out and gone some way to making sure this happens next week.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks for having us in here today.
Yeah, that's all right.
That's brilliant of you. Definitely thanks to Brentwood Football Club for lending us the pitch.
Without them, you'd be playing in a car park, wouldn't you?
Probably would. You know, I won't lie, or over at a field somewhere. But yeah. No, it's brilliant to use their pitch. It's always in great condition. You know, they've got terrific facilities there. So, you know, big thanks to them. So, yeah, it's on Saturday.
Yep.
The gates open at 1:30.
And if anyone has just tuned in, this is a charity match. It's in aid of Guide Dogs for the Blind, isn't it?
That's correct, yeah. It's raising money. We do charity events each year. So it's a charity football match. The second year that we've played Microdeck. The gates open at 1:30 with kickoff at 3 p.m.
Mm.
Yeah, and there's a bar and a barbecue. There'll be a raffle during, so all fundraising events, and then we've got the crossbar challenge, which will be after the game. And just a really good day. I think if people are at the Brentwood Festival,
yep,
and they can spare some time, you know, it's £5 on the gate. Come over, watch a game of football, have a drink, something to eat, and then, you know, go back in to the Brentwood Festival after.
And I've got to say to anyone who might be a little bit worried about parking for the event, the Brentwood Festival parking is actually around the back in the fields. So the car park here, and certainly around by the Brentwood Arena, it shouldn't be a problem getting parked up there.
Right.
That should be taken care of, because the festival itself does have its own car park. I think part of the concern last year from some people I was talking to was that the car park itself, just in the Brentwood Centre,
yeah,
is the only place you can park for the festival. That's not the case. There's plenty of parking out the back. So you're listening to this and thinking, oh yeah, it all sounds great, but it's going to be a bit busy. That's not necessarily going to be the case. So just to reassure. Look, if anyone wants to find out more, what's the best way of doing that?
I would say you can find out information from our website.
Yep.
I believe. I hope I'm not just giving Mark in a heart attack now that I've said that.
So, I mean, if you Google, because Athona, it's A-T-H-O-N-A.
A-T-H-O-N-A.
Yeah.
That's it.
If you Google Athona Recruitment, that's going to be the best way of finding it.
I believe there is information on there. But it's not something, because it's something, a charity match between the two, you know, it's not something that we really, has been historically, it's been the company. Both companies will come, and then kind of friends and family. It's not something we've really advertised or had a push on. So I would actually have to check and make sure it is on the website before people start looking there. But
we're going to make sure that this conversation is on the Phoenix FM website anyway.
Yeah.
And I'll make sure that the information's there. 1:30. Anyone who wants to find out, it's the Brentwood Centre that they need to turn up to. Really,
100%.
It's the Brentwood Arena,
yeah,
and that's all you need to know. If it's £5 on the day and you've got all that going on, then
it's terrific value. Terrific value. A lot of effort's gone into it.
Yeah.
Like I say, last year we raised £2,000.
Yeah.
£50,000. Over the lifespan of a guide dog.
Yeah.
So you know, if we can just raise a small part of that, we'll be happy, and hopefully it will be better than it was last year, which was a great day. So if you can come and support us, that'd be brilliant.
Great stuff. All right. Well, look, thanks very much for chatting to us.
Thanks very much, Steve.
And we'll be talking to your nephew.